A new survey of the seafood processors that operate in Bristol Bay shows some substantial changes. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The 2009 Bristol Bay Processor Survey was conducted by Northern Economics on behalf of the Bristol Bay Seafood Development Association. This is the second such survey of the major processors in the Bay, and it includes responses from 11 of the 12 processors that were contacted. Those 11 processors reported processing over 177 million pounds of product last year, which is 92% of the total production in the Bay. The lead author of the survey is Northern Economics' Jonathan King, who says the survey establishes a link between quality and higher relative wholesale prices.
A couple of the questions that we added in conjunction with BBRSDA was asking processors, is a fish that is chilled more likely to end up being graded number one? How much more valuable is that number one than a fish that ends up being graded a number two? And what the processors came back and told us was, yes, for the most part, that fish that is chilled appropriately is much more likely to be ended up or somewhat more likely to end up being graded a number one. And that number one is worth more than a number two, and that varies depending on product form.
King says purchases of chilled product from DriftNet permit holders nearly doubled last year.
What's really important to take out of the survey is that large increase in chilling was made possible by the individual investments of fishermen in RSW and slush ice systems and the efforts of the processors, BBRSDA and BBEDC, in providing slush ice. That individual and group effort is really what made that large increase in chilled product available. And if you think about just a conservative ice bonus of, 10% or 10 cents per pound is the rule of thumb, that increased chilling in the Bay conservatively resulted in an additional 2.7 to $3 million in permit holders' pockets this year.
The new survey of processors in Bristol Bay shows that the 11 surveyed processors purchased just over 63 million pounds of chilled product, which is up over 35% compared to the 46.8 million pounds purchased in 2008. The survey also shows a drop of 4% in the amount of canned product in 2009 as compared to 2008. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.